外昆大之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的听众者，大家早晨好，今天是2019年8月30日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡圈者马尔，为我们讲述今天的国家放歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Bhagavad Gita chapter 10 verse 4 and 5.
Yeah. 国家放歌的第十章的第四到第十五世界。
Might have to take a couple of days for this. Buddhi Gyanam Asamoha Shama Satyam Dhammak Shama Sukham Dukham Babo Bhavo Bhayam Cha Bhayam Eva Cha Ahimsa Samatha Tushtis Tapo Dhanam Yasho Yasha Bhavanti Baba Bhutanam Mata Eva Pritag Vidaha Buddhir Ganam Samoha Shama Satcham Dhamma Sama Sukham Dukham Babo Bhavo Bhayam Cha Bhayam Eva Cha Ahimsa Samatha Tushtis Tapo Dhanam Yasho Yasha Bhavanti Baba Bhutanam Mata Eva Pritag Vidaha. Okay, we'll just go over the words. You can just say that, I'll say the Sanskrit and you can say the Chinese.
Okay.
Buddhi.
Buddhi. 智慧.
Gyanam.
Gyanam. 知识.
Asamoha.
Asamoha. 没有疑惑.
Shama.
Shama. 宽恕.
Satyam.
Satyam. 真诚。
Dhamma.
Dhamma. 控制感官。
Sama.
Sama. 控制心意。
Sukham.
Sukham. 快乐。
Dukham.
Dukham. 痛苦。
Bhava.
Bhava. 生。
Abhava.
阿巴哈巴死
Bhayam
Bhayam 恐惧
Cha
Cha 还有
Abhayam
Abhayam 没有恐惧
Eva
Eva 还有
Cha
Cha 和
Ahimsa
Ahimsa 非暴力
Samata
Samatha, 平等。
Tushti,
Tushti, 满足。
Tapa,
Tapa, 苦行。
Dhanam,
Dhanam, 布施。
Yasha,
Yasha, 名誉。
Fame,
名誉。
Ayasha,
Ayasha, 耻辱。
Bhavanti,
巴巴提产生
巴巴
巴巴品性
Bhutanam
Bhutanam 生物的
Entities
生物的
Oh, I'm so sorry Mata
Mata 有我
Eva
Eva 确实的
PritaVidaha.
Pritak Vidaha, 不同的安排。
Intelligence, knowledge, freedom from doubt and delusion, forgiveness, truthfulness, control of the senses, control of the mind, happiness and distress, birth, death, fear, fearlessness, nonviolence, equanimity, satisfaction, austerity, charity, fame and infamy.All these qualities are created by me alone.
译文：智慧、知识、远离疑惑与妄想、宽容、真诚、控制、控制感官与心意、苦与乐、生与死、恐惧与无畏、非暴力、平和、知足、苦行、布施、名誉与耻辱。生物的所有这些不同的品质，全由我一人创造。
So, purport, I'll go over piece by piece.
那所以我们这要旨呢是一段一段的来谈。
The different qualities of living entities, good or bad, are all created by Krishna.
要指生物的不同秉性，无论好坏，都是由 Krishna 所创造。
The basic things are mentioned here.
所以在这里面就提到的是非常基础的信息。
And then Prabhupada describes what they really mean.
然后说帕帕就描述了他们的本真的意思是什么。
Intelligence means to discriminate things in proper perspective.
智慧的意思呢，是指正确的观点分析事物的能力。
So what that ultimately means is to know what is spiritual and what is material.
那终极来说呢，就是能够分辨清什么是灵性的，什么是物质的。
Not just what is big and what is small and all that, because that's all relative.
并不是说呢，能够分清什么是大的，什么是小的，因为那些都是相对的。
And knowledge means to know what is spirit and what is not spirit.
而知识呢，也就意味着知道什么是灵性的，什么不是灵性的。
So ordinary knowledge we get in the university is only about the material energy, the earth, water, fire, air, and ether.
但是我们在大学里面所接受的这些教育呢，其实都是物质的教育。比如说是跟于是关于土水火空间和以太之间的这样的信息。
In other words, real knowledge is to know what is spiritual and what is material, to know about the soul.
那也就是说真正的知识呢是知道什么是灵性的，什么是物质的，是知道什么是灵魂。
Otherwise, it's the soul and the super soul that's causing all the interactions of the different elements.
因为呢是灵魂和超灵，它造成了所有这些不同的物质之间的互动。
Then freedom from doubt.
以及摆脱了疑惑。
That's when we understand the transcendental knowledge.
那么这也呢是我们也就意味着我们了解了超然的知识。
Nothing should be accepted blindly.
所以没有任何一件事情是要盲目的去接受的。
We should study and find out what we're doing.
所以呢，我们应该去学习，并且知道我们到底在做什么。
So, like Arjuna told Krishna in the beginning, I have doubts, but only you can destroy these doubts.
就像 Arjuna 在《不加方歌》一开始的时候呢，就对Krishna 说我就有很多困惑，只有您才能够帮我扫清所有的这些困惑。
And then Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita.
然后呢 Krishna 就讲述了《薄伽梵歌》。
And at the end he said, okay, Arjuna, now are your doubts finished?
在最后的时候呢Krishna 就对 Arjuna 说好吧，现在你所有的疑惑都尽消了。
And then Arjuna said, yes, now I'll do whatever you say.
然后 Arjuna 就说是的，所以现在呢我就按照您的话去做了。
In the early time arguing with Krishna.
因为在开始的时候呢他是在跟 Krishna 争论。
It seemed immoral, you know, that you would want to kill everybody.
因为他觉得如果他要是把所有人都给杀死的话这是不道德的。
And the very important word is chama.
有一个非常重要的词是 chama.
That means tolerance and forgiveness.
意味着容忍和宽恕。
So one should be tolerant and forgive minor offenses of others.
一个人他应该容忍并且宽恕别人对他的冒犯。
The Krishna says early in the Bhagavad Gita when he says Sitoshin.Hot, he says, best Arjuna is tolerant. Comes to Tiksha, should be tolerant.
在薄伽梵歌的早前面的这一部分呢Krishna 就对 Arjuna 说呢，你最好是要去容忍。
And Kapila Dev describing devotee, he says, devotee is tolerant.
当 Kapila Dev 他在描述奉献者的时候，他也说奉献者是容忍的。
Tikshiva Karunika, The devotee is tolerant and they're very merciful.
他还讲到奉献者是非常容忍的，而且呢也非常的仁慈。
Tolerance and forgiving.
他会容忍，而且呢会宽恕。
That's the big issue, forgiveness. We have many seminars. We even have university courses now.
宽恕是一个非常大的话题。我们现在有很多的工作坊，有很多的研讨会，还有大学里面甚至于讲述的这个课程的内容都是关于宽恕的内容。
Is that Kali Yuga, people are very not tolerant. They can't tolerate any kind of disturbance and want to change everything right away.
Maharaj, the voice is broken. I didn't hear the last part. You say Kali?
In Kali Yuga, people are not tolerant. They want, you know, anything has to go the way I want right away. Can't tolerate any disturbance.
因为在卡利年代的人们呢现在已经没有容忍之心了他们希望能够一切的事情都是按照自己的这个意愿去发生的而且呢大家也没有办法去容忍被打搅的这种境况
So anyway, that's something to work on.
所以呢这是我们需要做的功课
Truthfulness means we present the facts for the sake of helping others. We shouldn't lie and cheat.
那真诚呢是在尊重其他人的这种境况下去帮助其他人。所以呢，我们不能够撒谎，也不应该骗人。
So the real truthfulness means, of course, the absolute truth. We talk about Krishna.
那么真正的真诚呢是最终极的讲述的这个真相也就是呢去讲述关于 Krishna 的话题。
The truth should be spoken in a straight way, but so people can understand it.
那应该直截了当的去讲述实话但是呢讲述的方法呢还得让人家去理解。
And sometimes we don't say anything. No.
可是现在
There's a story Krishna tells in the Mahabharata.
那现在我们的状况呢是有的时候根本就闭嘴什么也不说了。那在 Mahabharata 里面呢 Krishna 就讲了一个故事。
There are different rules where sometimes you can tell a lie.
有时候呢有一些规则可以我们去遵循在这样的规则中呢我们可以讲我们有的时候是可以撒谎的
But Krishna tells about a very simple man he was living in the jungle
那是 Krishna 他就讲述了一个生活在丛林里面的一个很朴实的人的故事
So he heard about you know telling the truth is very important
那这人呢他就听说说实话是非常重要的。
So he took a vow, I'll always tell the truth.
所以呢他就发下了誓言说呢我永远都要讲实话。
So one day he was sitting and one man very fearfully went running by his place.
那有一天呢他就坐在他自己的家里然后有一个很可怕的人呢就经过了他的家门口。
And he ran off, there were different trails, and he ran off in the forest.
他呢就是奔过了很多的道路然后他奔过了这个森林。
And then a gang of thieves came, chasing him. They had knives.
然后呢后面有一个贼在追着他这个贼呢手里还拿着刀。
And they said, "Where did you see this man? Where did he go?
然后这贼呢就问他说你跟有没有看见有一人从你这边上跑过来他去了哪儿
And the man thought I have to tell the truth.
然后这人就想我必须得说实话。
So he told him where he went.
所以呢他就跟贼说了这人从上哪个方向跑了。
So then they caught the man and killed him.
然后这贼呢就抓着了这个人然后把这个人给杀死了。
So Krishna said they got some karma. He got the karma for that. He should have, said he didn't know. But generally, we want to always tell the truth.
那么 Krishna 就说呢，这个人由于说了实话而在这件事情上遭受了业报。那么Krishna 就说呢，这个我们他是不应该讲这个实话的，但通常来说呢，我们是应该说实话的。
So control of the senses described here very nicely.
还有呢，控制感官在这个地方呢也被说得很好。
The senses should not be used for unnecessary personal enjoyment.
不应该把感官用于不必要的个人享受。
In other words, we have certain things we have to do to live. That's all right. But luxury and, you know, eating too much all the time, whatever, things to enjoy the senses.Not necessary for keeping the body and soul together. That's what it means. Control.
那也就是说呢，我们当然是需要做一些必要的事情，让我们能够继续活下去。但是呢，就是吃特别的丰裕的食物，然后呢，过特别奢华的这种生活，这些是不必要的感官享乐，我们就不应该去做这些事情。
And we should refrain, keep the mind from unnecessary thoughts.
而且呢，我们也应该去控制我们的心意，让我们不要去想那些不必要的念头。
Not think about just how to make money.
不用一天到晚总想着怎么去赚钱。
We should be, the mind should be thinking about spiritual advancement.
我们的这个心意里面总是应该想着怎么能够让自己得到灵性上的进步。
And pleasure, happiness or pleasure.Should be what's favorable for getting spiritual knowledge.
那么下面又讲到了关于快乐的这个话题。那快乐的话题呢，我们应该去做一些有利于我们在灵性上取得进步的这个事情，让我们从中得到快乐。
So that's the basic thing that whatever it is should be somehow.
所以这些都是非常基本的。这些都是我们在灵性上取得进步的非常。基本的话题。
So they mentioned birth and death. That's only for the body.
然后这里面又提到了出生和死亡，但这个呢，其实只是针对我们的躯体而言的。
And then it mentions fear and fearlessness.
然后呢，又提到了恐惧和无畏。
So fear is worrying about the future.
那么恐惧呢，是对将来的担忧。
Although sometimes people are worried about the past, they're fearful of their past, haunting them.
当然了，但是有的时候呢，人们也会由于过去所发生的事情而感到恐惧，就过去的一些事情总是在他的这个内心中萦绕不去。
So when Srila Prabhupada was born, his father gave him the name Abaya.
当 Srila Prabhupada 出生的时候呢，他的父亲给他起名为 Abaya.
That means no fear.
Abaya 的意思是没有害怕，无畏。
And the devotee is supposed to be fearless.
那么一位奉献者他应该是无畏的。
Because he knows Krishna is protecting him.
因为他知道 Krishna 在保护他。
So, when Prabhupada got initiated, he got the name Abaya Charanaravinda.
那么当舍尔帕帕得到启迪的时候呢，他得到的名字是阿拜查那瑞达。
Fearless at the feet of Krishna.
是在 Krishna 莲花足下而无畏。
And this is that, what's that song? Abaya Chaganada Vin Durla Bajahure Mana Shinanda Nandana Abaya Chaganada Vin Dure.That think of Krishna, worship Krishna, then you'll be fearless.
这个歌里面唱的就是如果想着 Krishna, 崇拜 Krishna, 那你会变得无畏。
So a devotee is not afraid because he knows he's going to go back to Godhead. That's the idea.
因为奉献者他是不会害怕的，因为他知道他最终会回到守身的身边，所以他就没什么可怕的了。
So the future is always looking good, no matter how the present looks or how the past looks.
所以说呢，无论这个将来的展现，无论过去的展现是什么，或者是现在此刻的展现是什么，但是这个将来始终是非常的灿烂的。
So then Prabhupada mentions from the Bhagavatam, fear is caused by absorbed in the illusory energy.
释迦牟尼佛在圣典婆伽瓦坛里面就提到了，无畏是这个，对不起，就是畏恐惧是由于始终让自己沉醉在虚幻的能量之中而造成的。
Anxiety because things are temporary, so we're whatever we have, it isn't going to last very long.
那我们之所以会感到焦虑的原因呢，是因为一切都是短暂而临时的，无论我们有什么，这些东西都不会始终长存。
So real fear, of course, there are some people they're not afraid of, you know, they do all kinds of dangerous things, but that's different. It's crazy.
但是有些人呢，他可能展现出来的是一种无畏的状态，他可以去尝试各种各样危险的尝试，但是这是不同的一种状态，而且呢，这也是一种疯狂的状态。
Then ahimsa, that's a well-known word nowadays.
Ahimsa, 这是在当下是非常流行的一个词儿。
No violence.
Ahimsa 的意思是非暴力。
Prabhupada gives interesting understanding of it, not just gross violence.
但是释迦牟尼佛在这里面呢，给了我们非常有意思的解释，因为在这里面并不讲的是粗糙的非暴力。
People should be trained that they're not the body.
人们应该被训练着知道它并不是这具躯体。
Prabhupada even one place he says that it's to not preach about Krishna, that's violence.
释迦牟尼佛有一个地方甚至提到了，如果要是不去传播，如果要是不传播 Krishna 知觉，不去向别人去教导 Krishna 的信息的话，这就是暴力。
And it means more than just physical violence. It can be just thinking bad about someone.Hating all these things is violence.
所以呢，这并不仅仅是躯体上的暴力，去想着做一些不好的事情或者吃一些这个暴力这些食物，并不仅仅是这样的。
And Ayurveda says sex is very violent.
在阿育吠达中说，性是非常的暴力的。
We don't want to get too graphic, but you know, it's violent.Very hard on the body.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't get that.
People take it as pleasure, but it's actually violent.
You mean sex?
Yeah, smoking cigarettes
okay.
is also violent.
Okay. 那就比如说还有就是像这个吸烟啊。
I don't want to get into the scientific description.
Okay, 那么吸烟啊，喝酒啊，还有比如说像这个过性生活呀、啊。那我也不想在这个用过多的这个词去细致的描述这一点，但是呢，这些事情当人们觉得好像是非常享受的，其实呢是非常暴力的行为。
But real non-violence is helping people to get spiritual understanding.
那么真正的非暴力呢，是帮助人们能够得到灵性上的理解。
Then we want to be equal-minded.
然后呢，我们又希望让自己变得非常的平等。
Free from attachment and aversion, that's in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita.
让自己变得非常的平和，摆脱依恋和厌恶。那么这个在《薄伽梵歌》的开始的这个部分呢，也都解释过了。
Satisfaction.
然后是满足。Tushti.
Not trying to get more and more things.
不会让自己去不断的去索取。
You know, that's generally how the world is being pushed these days. To get more things, you'll be happy.
那在当今的这个世界，人们被促使去 做的事情就是去获得越来越多的东西，因为只有这样做呢，就会觉得自己会变得更加的快乐起来。
My happiness is within, not without.
但是真正的快乐呢，是来自于内心的，并不是来自于外部。
We have too many things, we just worry about them.
如果当我们有太多的事情围绕在我们的周围的时候，我们会变得更加的焦虑。
Tapasya.
Tapasya.
Tapas. Our tapasya is not very difficult.
Tapasya 是苦行的意思，但是我们的苦行呢，其实并不是很难。
There's still some monks that do severe tapasya yogis.
那现在呢，还是有很多的人。
Physical torture of the body.
现在还是有很多人呢，在进行着很严厉的这种苦修，比如说一些瑜伽师们，他们也是，他们会很大的去折磨自己的身体。
But real tapasya means following the four regulated principles.Chanting every day.
但是真正的 tapasya 实际上是每天要遵循我们的四项规范原则，每天都要念诵，然后每天都要吃 prasadam， 就这么简单。
Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, but some people can't even do that.
然后呢，每天都要去阅读圣典《薄伽瓦坛》，但是呢，有些人连这个也做不到。
So Krishna is good. We should do whatever.We do is to further our Krishna consciousness.
因为 Krishna 是非常的好的，所以呢，我们所做的任何一件事情都应该是有利于我们更深的进入到我们的 Krishna 知觉中的。
Fame.
Fame. 这个 fame 就是声名、名望。
And Lord Chaitanya asked.Ramananda Roy, what is real fame?
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就问了 Ramananda Roy 一个问题，什么是真正的名誉？
He said to be known as a devotee of Krishna.
他说呢，
That's real fame.
Ramananda Roy 就说，如果要是自己是以奉献者而得名的话，那么这个是真正的名誉。
Some people are very famous because they're big demons.
有些人呢，非常的著名的原因是由于他是大恶魔，所有人都知道他们。
Kali Yuga, the big demoniac people, they get in the news a lot.
特别是在卡利年代，那些非常的大的恶魔们，他们就经常会上报纸头条。
So Yasha means famous. Yashoda means giving fame.
Yasha 是名誉的意思 ，Yashoda 的意思是赐予名誉。
She had Krishna.
因为她有 Krishna.
Otherwise, one is really infamous. They're well known, but it's not real fame. It has nothing to do with Krishna.
那么，所以要否则的话呢，这个人他肯定是，是有臭名的。也许可能他是很著名，但是呢，并不是名誉，因为他的这种出名呢和 Krishna 没有任何的关系。
So people question why there's all these bad things and why doesn't God just make everything good?
那么所以人们有的时候就会。
Sorry,
Marge.
If I was God, I would make everything good. There'd be no problem. No war, no sickness.
Okay, okay. Okay, 那 okay, 但是有的时候人们就会在想这么一个问题，就是说如果我要是神的话呢，那我肯定就会把一切弄得这个非常的太平，也不可能有不好的方面，也不可能有战争。那为什么 Krishna 还会把这些战争展现出来呢？那他有什么好的地方呢？
They don't know that there is a spiritual world where everything is good, but we reject it.
但他们并不知道，确实是有一个灵性世界，在灵性世界是一切都是非常的美好的。但只不过呢，我们把那个灵性世界给抛弃了。
When Giriraj Swami, one of the first times he was able to ask a question to Prabhupada.
有一次呢 ，Giriraj Maharaj 呢，他就。得到了第一次向舍利帕帕询问问题的机会。
So he had studied many, you know, different yoga books and philosophy.
因为呢，他学习了很多的瑜伽的哲学的理念。
And he thought he had a really good question.
所以他就觉得他这回真的能提出一个好的问题。
And he said, "Why did Krishna make Maya?"
他就说呢，为什么 Krishna 会创造出 Maya?
Prabhupada said, "You made Maya."
是他爸说呢，是你创造了 Maya。
Krishna is fulfilling the desires of the living entities.
那么 Krishna 呢，他
all these things, these dualities.
那 Krishna 他只是要去满足众生的愿望，所以说呢，他才会把二元性赐予。
But don't blame Krishna for the bad things.
但是不要因为这些不好的事情而斥责 Krishna。
And our real vision of a devotee is in the material world, good or bad, nothing really good.
那么作为一个奉献者，他的真正的视域所见到的这个物质世界里面的无论好与坏，其实都不是好的。
So it's like any material so-called good thing, we get the opposite reaction also.
因为在物质世界里面，任何所谓的好的事情，其实我们也都会得到相反的因果。
We get some pleasure, and then there's going to be some pain also.
因为我们得到了一些快乐，但在这个快乐的背后呢，也会有痛苦。
Some things that's very obvious, but still people are so stupid they don't learn.
那么有些事情呢是如此的显而易见，但人们依然非常的愚蠢的没有办法去了解到。
That, you know, if you like intoxication, so you can think you're feeling happy and not feeling distressed for a little while, but then the next day a big headache.
比如说这个醉酒，那么也许可能你可以去琢磨着通过醉酒可能会从中享受到一些快乐。但是呢，第二天你就会为前一天的这种快乐而受苦。
Or sometimes people become addicted, then they're really in trouble.
而且有的时候呢，人们就会嗜酒，或者是这个。
But they're still thinking when they're intoxicated, "Oh, this is great, no problem."
那他就会真正的找到麻烦了。但是呢，这样有麻烦的人呢，他依然会觉得这是很好的一件事，他并没有觉得这是个大麻烦。
So we want to become Krishna conscious. Then the happiness from that, there's no downside.
但是如果人他真的培养出了 Krishna 知觉，在 Krishna 知觉中所能够感受到的快乐是没有负面的。
All right, so you can stop there. Any questions?
所以我们这个问题呢，这个讲课就先停到这儿，看大家有没有任何的问题。萨尼曼姐，如果要是有问题的话，麻烦您能帮我发到那个微信的那个号里面吗？因为我现在是没有电脑，只有手机。Marge, we're waiting.
It's what?
We're waiting. At this point, I didn't see questions yet.
Yeah, I know. It always takes a couple minutes.
我转到这，你看不到哈。我转给你那个号上啊。啊，稍等。
对，谢谢啊。
You said you didn't have three questions.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj. It seems that there was a question. I'm waiting for Sadimaji to forward the question.For me.
Okay.
Please
wait. You're not on the YY?
I'm not in the YY because Sadimaji forwarded the class. Okay, the question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj 翻译和主持，奉献者应该无惧。为什么有的时候还是会恐惧呢？原因何在呢？谢谢。Thank you, Maharaj. The devotees should be fearless. However, why sometimes you still feel quite fearful? What's the reason for that? Thank you.
Because we forget Krishna.
因为我们忘了 Krishna.
We're not, you know, on the pure platform. We're still mixed.
我们还不是处在一个非常纯粹的层面，我们现在依然还是处在一个混杂的状态。
Although we should be afraid of Maya.
当然了，我们确实应该害怕 Maya.
Prabhupada said once, the problem with my disciples, they're not afraid of Maya.
舍尔帕帕一次就说到，我的门徒的问题就在于他们不害怕 Maya.
We're thinking, well, you know, a little bit's okay.
我们就会想，哎呀，有一点点，其实没关系，我们还可以去乐在其中，没问题。
But because we fear means we get worried about the material things, we're focused on temporary things.
而且我们还恐惧的原因呢，是因为我们在担忧着这些物质的事情，我们在担忧着这些短暂临时的事情。
And we even think, you know, someone doesn't like me.
而且有的时候我们就会想，哎呀，这个人可能不喜欢我。
But if we get more and more terrified, we won't.
但是呢，如果我们要是变得越来越进化的话，我们就不会害怕了。The next question, still from Rajendra Prabhu, 有关说谎。如何知道在什么情况下可以说谎，有什么情况下是不可以说谎的呢？ About telling the lies, how can we know in what kind of situation we shouldn't tell the lie, but in what kind of a situation we can tell the lie?
I don't know. Basically, we should never tell a lie.
那总体来说呢，我们是不应该说谎的。
I know to protect your life or protect someone's life, that's one time.
那我知道其中有一种可以撒谎的这种状态呢，就是为了要救别人的命，保护别人的性命，我们可以撒谎。
That is very likely we have to do that.
Sorry, Mark, could you say it again?
It's not, we don't get a situation very often where, you know, we have to protect somebody's life or our own life.
Okay. 但是呢，我们身在这样的处境的机会很少，并不是说有太多的机会我们会因为要保护别人的性命而非要撒个谎。
There's something in the Vedas, I don't know the specific...Because basically we should not tell lies. We should talk about Krishna, that's truthful.
在韦达经里面呢提到了一些情形是可以撒谎的，但是我自己并不知道这些细节是什么。但是总体来说呢，我们是应该说实话的。
Absolutely.
我们应该讲述关于 Krishna 的话题，这些都是真诚，都是实话。
Okay.
Yeah, the next one is
still from Rajendra. If we start looking for all the chances when we can tell lies, we end up telling lies all the time. We'll be in trouble.
Okay, 那就是说如果我们要是开始去给自己找各种各样的可以撒谎的这种理由或者处境的话，就变得我们可能真的最后就会撒谎了。然后如果我们真的一旦开始撒谎以后呢，就会给自己找上麻烦。
All right, Hare Krishna.
Yeah.March, there are two more questions. Still from Rajendra Prabhu. 明明知道有些事情如果做了会损害灵修，为什么还想去做呢？事后又很后悔，难道没有强大的控制力吗？没有仁慈的庇护吗？ Sometimes we do know, if we do something that will badly ruin our spiritual practice. However, we still go ahead to do that thing.However, after done that, we feel very grateful. Is that because we don't have any powerful force for control ourselves, or there is no shelter from the mercy?
It's just because we're still in the purifying stage, and you know, so sometimes we forget.
那么这个原因呢，是由于我们现在依然还是处在这个进化的这个阶段，所以有的时候呢，我们就忘了。
Realize the urgency, you know, the need to surrender everything to Krishna.
我们并没有意识到我们确实有这种迫切的需求，需要把一切都归于 Krishna 的。
And so, like, I have a lot of time left, so, you know, but then the more we realize this wasn't a very good thing, then gradually we won't do it anymore.
So much, I am not exactly catch that.
When we, the more we realize that was stupid, then we pray to, and if we really pray to Krishna, please don't let me be so stupid, we'll get better.
OK, 就是当我们真正的越加的意识到我们自己是非常蠢的时候，这会儿我们才会向 Krishna 真正的去祈祷，求你了，别让我这么蠢了。
Thank you, Rajendra, the question man.
非常感谢 Rajendra Prabhu 的问的这些问题。
Tell Rajendra he should come to Shenzhen this weekend to translate for me.
Okay, Rajendra Prabhu, Maharaj 说呢，您这周末应该到深圳，然后为 Maharaj 翻译。Maharaj, then the question from Harimansa Prabhu, 阿尔提供奉水和布是什么意思？ What the meaning?He's asking that when we offer the arti to the Lord, we offer the water and also using the cloth. And he wants to know what the meaning of that.
Well, I've heard different things. It's like offering all the different elements. They all come from Krishna. We're offering things back.
因为我们呢在向 Krishna 供奉的时候呢是要向他供奉不同的物品，那所有的这些物品呢全部都来自于 Krishna， 所以呢我们再把这些物品呢再供回给 Krishna。
The water, you know, I something, you know, it could be like a bath, and then after bath you wipe, you know, you have a towel.
那这个水呢，其实在供奉水的意思就是在给 Krishna 沐浴，然后呢，在给沐浴之后呢，就得用毛巾给它擦干。
Whatever it is, for Krishna's pleasure.
对，无论我们向 Krishna 供了什么，我们的意思呢，都是为了要让 Krishna 开心才做这件事情。So the next question is from Smukhi Radha Mataji. 感恩 Maharaj， 如果是为了安慰他人，不使对方太难过而隐瞒真相是可以的吗？ Maharaj, thank you very much. Sometimes if we want to pacify someone and also keep the person away from sadness, is that okay to hide the truth?
Yeah, sometimes we don't want to tell all the truth.
有的时候呢，我们可能不能够把真相全都说出来。
You know, it's very difficult to decide.
但是这其实是很难去决断的。
Like a teacher, you can chastise a student, but you can't just do that to just anybody.
比如说呢，一位老师他是可以去斥责学生的，但是呢，他这种斥责是不可以适于每一个人的。
All right.
Yeah, next question from Harry Wansa Prabhu. 做什么梦与奉献者的知觉有什么关系吗？ Maharaj, if the dream had anything to do with the consciousness of the devotee?
Time?
Dream.
Is it time, like the clock?
就是这个时间就像钟表一样。
What did you say?
He said his question is that if the dream has anything to do with the consciousness of the devotee. In another word, he is asking if different devotee in different type of consciousness will have different type of dreams.
Dreams. Of course.
Dreams.
Dreams are just a collection of, you know, things we remember.
是的，因为这个梦呢，它实际上只不过是我们所记忆的一系列的积累。
So, you know, everybody has different memories and different things they're worried about or thinking about all the time, and then someday come in dreams.
那比如说呢，有些人他脑子里面总是在想着一些事情，而且呢，总是在担忧的一些事情，然后最终呢，这些事情呢，就在他的梦里面就显现了。
If Krishna comes in a dream or the guru, that's meaningful. Very special mercy.
Maharaj, the voice is broken. I didn't hear the first part.
If Krishna or the spiritual master comes in a dream, then that's very special mercy.
但如果要是 Krishna 或者是灵性导师进入到我们的梦境之中的话呢，那这是非常的特别的仁慈。
Generally, dreams are what we're thinking about or worried about.
但是通常来说呢，这个梦所展现的是我们所思考的内容以及我们所担忧的内容。
Mixed up different things.
嗯，然后它就会被各种各样的这些不同的这个事情所组合在一起，混在一起。所以呢，这肯定是取决于我们的知觉的。The last question, yeah, the last question from Charu Chitra Mataji. 感恩 Maharaj, 感恩翻译。有时说真话会引起奉献者之间的矛盾，这时可以说不知道吗？谢谢。Thank you, Maharaj. Sometimes telling the truth will create some disturbance among the devotees. So in this case, is that okay just to say I don't know? Thank you.
Sometimes.
有的时候
to be discriminating.
我们必须要学会分辨。
It depends on, you know, what kind of truth. If you tell the truth that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's always all right.
嗯，其实这取决于是什么样的真相。比如说，如果我们要是说，Krishna 是至尊人格首神，那这种真相是。是永远都是真理，肯定是错不了的。
But you know, if you know some devotees and did something wrong, and you don't have to tell everybody about it.
如果你要是知道有位奉献者做了错事的话，你也不需要把这件事情普告大众。
All right.
好吗
？Okay, Bhagavad Gita, Puja.Keep reading Bhagavad Gita.
嗯，所以
《
博伽梵歌》
是。
那我们呢，应该持续不断的去阅读《博伽梵歌》，这样我们就能够在书中找到所有问题的答案。
谢谢。
Yes, Maharaj. 谢谢。
See you later.
谢谢您。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Bangshaji.
Are you going? Maharaj, are you going to say that?OK, 今天马尔没说所有的荣耀都归于聚会的奉献者。那晚昆的知音服务员听完源于聆听，我们今天的这个早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常的感谢咖啡穿着马尔为我们的早课的精彩讲述和对所有的问题的耐心解答。感恩萨迪马吉，也非常的感恩所有的聆听的奉献者。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五。Hare Krishna。